welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again for another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. The sun has gone down. The trees are turning all the autumn colors. Topaz, burgundy, browns, gold, yellows, reds, you name it. It's been a fabulous week here in Colorado, and I'm sure many of you in the northeast and in the north of this country, along the Appalachians, are certainly enjoying a fabulous fall weather color show. And for many of those in the higher places, it's probably a little bit past peak, but we're still having quite a show here on the front range here in Colorado, and I hope you enjoyed a fabulous color season. I know those in Wisconsin and Minnesota and certainly in Michigan and in Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine, certainly upstate New York, all of the, really the East Coast. It's always a color show extraordinaire, and it's always beautiful. We are so blessed to enjoy these waning days of summer and jump into the fantastic fall color season. Happy Halloween to each and every one of you and the kids. And, of course, we also have some other more sobering realities. If you saw the news tonight, you saw California is they got another kind of color, and it's the color of flames. And those flames have displaced 500,000 people at this point in time. And we don't know, and there are rumors all over the Internet, if any of you have any possible connections with California and those fires. There are rumors out there that terrorists have started those fires because they are too numerous and too abundant for just being started by nature or by one careless camper. There's another rumor that illegal aliens have started them in their campsites as they hide into the mountains there, as they're using the mountains as cover in the little canyons and so forth. And so whatever and if ever anyone out there across the country has any information, certainly get it to me at my website, frostywooldridge.com, my email, frostyw@juno.com. And also make sure that you get your pencils and papers out tonight because we have a great guest. Also, next week, I expect to have Tom Tancredo on next Tuesday, the 30th. So we're making plans for that. And Tom Tancredo is running strong there in Iowa, and we'll see what happens with him and Duncan Hunter and certainly Ron Paul. And for those of you who have any other information that you think is worthwhile, please get it to me. And for those of you who would like to have me read some of the great quotes by Americans over the years, then please send those in to me, and I will bring those to everyone's attention. And it's most appreciated. Additionally, I'm still working on those 27 trucks that crashed on I-5 inside the tunnel, burning up the tunnel, where 9 people ran from the cars and the vehicles, the big trucks. And if anybody appreciates that, then anybody that runs from an accident like that has got a reason to run. Obviously, all 9 of them weren't just criminals. They were probably illegal aliens that did not want to get caught. One of the things that illegal aliens do, and they're doing here in Colorado, is every time they get into a drunken driving smash-up, which is often, they run. In fact, Greeley, Colorado had over 270 hit-and-runs last year just for that small town of 60,000-70,000. And, of course, it's also the illegal alien capital of Colorado for hiring illegal aliens, and, of course, they have that kind of a consequence, 270 hit and runs. I think it was 272. So that inferno, which I call the I-5 trucking inferno, if I could get more information on that, I would certainly write a column. And we're going to be right back with our guest. And before we go, of course, I want to turn you to newswithviews.com, Rent, and American Chronicle, where I have written a story this week. And we'll get back to that right after these words. Thanks for joining us.
Oh. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Oh, the good and the bad and the ugly. Tonight I'm looking here at Clint Eastwood and Eli Wallach and Lee Van Cleef. In their picture, and certainly that great classic movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And Clint is sitting there kind of smoking his cheroot and looking as bad and as cool as anybody could ever look. And, of course, that's what life's all about, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And yesterday I wrote a column for Rents.com, AmericanChronicle.com, and also, of course, newswithviews.com and many other websites out there that it was carried upon. And it talked about, and the title of it was, What All the Presidential Candidates Are Not Talking About. And I got a lot of email, as I always do, because always somebody wants to be contentious and argue with what I would call just simple reality. The reality is that we face an added 100 million people in 33 to 35 years, and then another 100 million after that, and another 100 million that. In other words, doubling the U.S. population, and no one seems to understand what the consequences are. And in fact, Fortune magazine just wrote me back because I wrote them a letter, and they were talking about how great it was to be over in India right now. And I said, well, did you hear about, did you know about this, that, and the next thing? And the editor of the newspaper said, we're going to run your little LTE, your letter to the editor. The key is we all have to stand up and give a reality check. And I got a letter from a guy named Richard, and he said, well, you're talking about totalitarian birth control and so forth, and it's going to create a bunch of slaves. We're all going to be slaves. And I said, as a matter of fact, a realistic national population policy would balance our population policy, stop the influx of massive immigration. We wouldn't even need it. But we could lead the world in the understanding that you can't keep growing forever ad nauseum. I said the consequences and the crises are simple factors that are manifesting every day in this country and around the world. And so I said, and here's what I wrote back to him. I said, it's as simple, Richard, and as rational as just simple birth control. The United States, for the most part, practices it because the average female has 2.03 children. In other words, two kids. And the reason China suffers its current one child per family stems from the fact that it ignored its own crisis 50 years ago and is still paying no attention to the price right now with the draconian birth control methods. And we're headed in the same direction as we add 300 million in the next 70 years. Now, however, immigration is our growing nightmare from countries that are overloaded with population. Today, 8 million adults die annually worldwide from starvation from overpopulation. Around 20,000 children under the age of 10 die daily from starvation and starvation-related diseases. That's the World Health Organization information. And if any of you watched 60 Minutes last weekend, Anderson Cooper showed you all these kids that come from all these African families, and the average woman over there has 8 kids. And I wrote Anderson Cooper today, and I said, well, what happens when all 8 of those kids live because they eat this plumpy nut food nutrient that we're shipping over there by the ton loads? And the answer is they're going to even proliferate even more births, and they're going to have more lives, and then it create an even greater population starvation crisis 20 or 30 years from now. And that's what no one wants to deal with. The fact is those children will make it even worse, just like they did in Bangladesh. And so my question is, would you rather that the number increased as we add another 3 billion on the planet in 40 years, or would you like to move humanity toward taking steps to balance its population to alignment with a carrying capacity that all of us can live with? And so anyway, I sent that back to him, and I said, in the great quote by Henry Kendall, we can bring about population stabilization gracefully, or nature will do it brutally, unquote. And so what I'm working for is a reasoned, sane, rational, and logical population policy, and not only in the United States, but worldwide. And in the end, I told him slavery has nothing to do with it. But if we fail, we will be slaves to the consequences of overpopulation. And today I got on the liberal network radio on the East Coast and tied them all up in knots because they had to agree with me. They couldn't run from what I was talking about. And I was asked back to debate some other person here next week. So we'll see what happens. But tonight, moving right along, make sure you've got those pencils and papers out because we are facing a tremendous Amnesty Act, and I hope each and every one of you is going to numbersusa.com and you're calling your senators and calling everybody else's senators and telling them that you do not and will not accept Senate Bill 2205 to pass. It's a dream act. And the recent studies from Numbers and the Center for Immigration studies right there in Washington, D.C., Mark Krikorian and Steve Camerata, two men I respect and know, they say that this amnesty will give us about 4.2 million more illegal aliens legalized and literally kicking us out of our own country. So it's going to get ugly. It's going to get nasty. Call in and get all the information from Numbers. I've got all, you can get all the 800 numbers. You can get all the real numbers. Call locally, call to the federal offices, but call. That vote's going up tomorrow, and we want to defeat the DREAM Act. So please, defeat Senate Bill 2205. I think that's the correct number. In the meantime, we have a great guest. Jim Haas is in his 60s, born in Bisbee, Arizona, raised in Cochise County, Arizona, San Diego, California, lived in San Diego for 35 years, and he is a tradesman, licensed general contractor, and he's on the show with us tonight. He has just come back from the border, and he's going to give us a tremendous amount of information. Welcome to the show, Jim, and thanks for coming back with us.
Yeah, well, it's always good to be on your show, Frosty. You're a great American, probably in the top five in the United States, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you and read your articles on rents in different places. And I really enjoy being on your show because you tell it like it is.
Well, you know, thank you. And, you know, we're all in this together, and I'm just honored to be one of the characters that pushes hard, pushes often, pushes 7 days a week, pushes wherever I can. And I think because all of us have been working in the same direction, we have been successful this summer, certainly with the amnesty defeat in June, a month ago, the DREAM Act defeat, and hopefully tomorrow we'll get the stand-up, you know, the Harry Reid and certainly that nincompoop, Richard Durbin, the Democrat out of Illinois, who is pushing this nightmare of a DREAM Act onto the American public. And with everybody's help, we already had over 50,000 faxes got sent out by Numbers USA this week alone. But I want to see another 150,000 faxes sent out, and I want to see everybody making sure they make those calls. You are back from the border. Give us a little history. The last time you came on, so those who are maybe new tonight, what happened in the 60s and 70s in California that you experienced and why you moved to Colorado?
Well, it kind of started in the late 60s, but it really started coming to a head about the time Richard Nixon allowed what he called the two-gate system. Unions would pick at the only gate to the job and keep people out that were scabs or non-unions. Well, Nixon made a ruling or a presidential order or something that allowed two gates to be on the job sites. In other words, you had to supply a union gate, and you had to supply a non-union gate, and you couldn't picket the non-union gate. So what good did it do to picket the union gate and all the scabs and illegal aliens and whoever wanted to work on the job could come in and out at will unmolested through the non-union gate? So this kind of was the foot in the door for the illegal alien to start infiltrating the construction trades in California. And this would be in the early 70s, probably 72, 73, right after Nixon got in. And that kind of started the trades on the downhill slide as far as wages and working conditions. And it was just an open door and an invitation to the illegal Mexicans to come across the line there and get them a construction job. And it was to the detriment of the American worker. And basically, I put up with this for about another 15 years, and in 87, I left San Diego, which I didn't want to do because of the climate, and I had so many friends out there, but I had a new family. I'd remarried, and I saw it was no place to raise the kids. San Diego was becoming a suburb of L.A., the city getting two or three drive-bys a day. They were getting two or three a week, but it was basically sliding the same way. The crime rate, in my opinion, rises directly proportional to the amount of illegal aliens that are entering the country. And nobody can tell me that they don't, a certain percentage of them are criminals. They come in with the intent of committing crimes up here and living off of this country. And I moved here in 87, and basically there were very few illegal aliens in Colorado at the time, at least not in Grand Junction.
Agreed.
And I've seen it go downhill in the last 20 years.
Well, there's no question. I know for a fact that Southern California now, Heather McDonald out of the Manhattan Institute did a big study on illegal alien crime. 95% of all felony warrants in the Los Angeles area are given out to illegal aliens, and I think it was 1,700 felony warrants a year ago, 2 years ago when that study went on. And when you talk about those drive-by shootings, they've become more than just two or three. We're talking into a half dozen and more on a regular basis, so much so that people just are terrified to go out after the sun goes down.
Oh, I can believe that.
Well, and the thing is, it really is frustrating, is that you've got men like Dick Durbin, who is a senator who is supposed to stand up for the American people, along with Harry Reid from Nevada, who should know that Nevada's got over a half million illegals in that state, shredding the rule of law, crime rampant all over the place. And he's right next to Arizona with 57,000 cars stolen every year out of Phoenix area. And these guys are helping more of them to come into this state, this country. Takes my breath away. Jim, we're going to be right back with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Jim Haas, and I'm going to give you some websites here and how to get a hold of him, and he's going to give you the rundown on what's going down at the border. Thanks for joining. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us on Connecting the Dots. And I want to make sure that everyone remembers that RBN now has a chat room on the homepage for all listeners to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. And, you know, if you've got a beef with me, and, boy, I got a couple of nasty letters last week calling me all sorts of terrible, terrible names because of my stance on what we talked about as far as profiling a particular racial group or otherwise, I just can't go to those places. I won't go to those places. And if that upsets you, try to use a little nicer language instead of calling me so many nasty words. But anyway, you can get a hold of us and you communicate with each other. What we bring up on these shows is worthwhile. It's the mix of what's happening in our country today. And hopefully what Jim is bringing you tonight will give you some more grist, if you will, for conversation. And the key is communication. Communication creates dialogue, dialogue creates debate, and then we go and move towards solutions. And each week, of course, and also on my website, you can go to help, you can take action, and we really appreciate you becoming part of the solutions, and that's the key here. It's a constitutional republic. Now, one of the things that you found out, and of course I have found out, at this point, there's like 40,000 illegal alien convicted felons in California, Southern California prisons. And, of course, TB or tuberculosis is kind of rampant in those prisons right now. It's so overwhelming they can't even keep up with it. But, of course, you won't hear about that from the press, certainly not from the Los Angeles Times. We here in Colorado, we've got 7,300 illegal aliens in convicted felons in our prisons here. And we're trying to keep them tight lid on them, and it's costing us uncounted millions of dollars. Now, you have been, and you were, and you are an original Minuteman right down there in 2005, April 1st, along with Jim Kilchrist and Chris Simcox. And we went out on that border, and we cheered the. We went down to Naco, and we went down to Douglas, and we went outside both of the big U.S. Border Patrol offices and cheered them on and so forth and so on. Can you give us a feel for what happened and then and since then, the fact that you've just come back last week from the border?
Yeah, those were the great days, Frosty. I remember the Mexicans coming out of Mexico from NACO there and having to come right by the Border Patrol station and run our gauntlet of Minutemen, and we would always be cheering, Viva la Migra, Viva la Migra, and they'd hang their heads as they went by. And those were the great days. And, of course, when we were over at Douglas and they brought in the big Border Patrol bus just full of illegal aliens for processing, they got cheered again. And it was just a carnival atmosphere almost when we first went down to the border because so much media was down there and the American people were finding out for the first time that there really wasn't a border except in name only, the broken down barbed wire fences and the illegal aliens being... Well, actually, Mexican Army, as far as I'm concerned, was 7 miles inside there. I actually saw two Mexican soldiers that were looking for me when I was up in there trying to photograph what's known as the Khyber Pass. And I had a very close encounter with two of them. And so I know for a fact that the Mexican Army, uniformed Mexican Army, was 7 miles inside the United States, right at the back door of Fort Huachuca there at Sierra Vista.
Oh, yeah, and I myself had gone there and filmed a year before. I worked with the two retired Border Patrol agents, both of them 30 years in the Border Patrol, Gunny McCann. And for those of you who have not read Illegal Entry, it's a book. You can get it on Amazon.com by John Slagle. John Slagle was a special operations officer, and he did some incredible stuff. And in reading his book, like, holy catfish, these guys are doing some serious work down here on the border and trying to stop all of the invasion from terrorists and so forth. And so Illegal Entries by John W. Slagle is quite a book to read, and it really educated me. And he took me along those routes. I was right down there in Villa Rica, what was it called, Drug Alley? I forget exactly what that little town was, but man, we walked there, and it's a drug alley. I mean, they've got all the gallon plastic canisters for water are all painted black, and they just haul these drugs up through this one alley, and they're coming through 24/7. And if you happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, of course, both of them had weapons on them because they knew that you can't take a chance. And but we're out there taking shots and pictures and doing a photographic film deal. And, I mean, it's like, holy catfish, this is a dangerous situation.
Oh,
and, of
yeah,
course, that was 3 years ago.
Sounds like Hacumba, California, a wide
right.
open city.
oh, man. I mean, it just takes your breath away. And yet,
that's the first place the Minutemen actually got fired on. Took shots there. So I think it took about 10 or 12 shots there one night because they were getting a little too close to a drug deal that was going down.
No kidding. Well, see, and all those senators and all those congressmen up there, and certainly the president, they don't know their butts from a hole in the ground. And they come out and they take a little ride with their shirts and their ties on, and they think, "Oh yeah, I've seen the border."
Yeah, they don't have a clue, do they, Frosty?
Yeah, they really don't. I mean, if anyone wants, email me right now, and I've got four or five pictures of literally ankle-deep trash in the layup areas that will curl your ears. So if you want to email me, I'll send you those pictures, and they will really sober you up to what kind of devastation is going on down there in the desert. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Jim Haas, the original Minuteman. We'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about some of the things he saw down there. And if you have any calls, 1-800-313-9443. Like to talk to Jim or ask questions, come on. We'll see you on the other side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on Connecting the Dots. We're here with Jim Haas, an original Minuteman, formerly of Southern California, literally forced to move, and one of many, actually millions, that have moved out of danger in many of the states, such as Southern Florida. Now, pretty much taken over by illegal aliens and Cubans, so much so that it's unhealthy and unwise to live there in Southern Florida in the Miami area. If you look at the people who are moving out of Houston, Texas, the same. And, of course, you have the same kinds of consequences in Tucson and certainly in Phoenix. It is quite frightening to live even in New Mexico, Albuquerque these days, because, again, there's just a tremendous contingent of illegals. And the granddaddy, the bow of the Titanic, being southern of California, Los Angeles, where anywhere from 3 million plus are living outside the law, outside of our civilization, outside of our culture, outside of our language, but using it as a leech, using it as a lamprey, losing it as a bloodsucker, using it against us, using our schools against us, by having their children go to our schools and telling us to teach them in their language, going and bankrupting our medical systems, and then complaining, and then, of course, filling up our prisons, making us pay for all of their felonies against our citizens. Does anybody see a little bit of a problem with that? Does anybody understand that we, our own country, and our leaders are at fault for being in violation of the rule of law, and that we're paying the consequences here? That's the thing that we're facing. Now, you went down there, Jim, and you were really jumping in, and I got some great pictures from you as you were building some fence and pulling duty. Could you give us more information on that as you experienced it?
Sure. I had to fly down to California for two reasons rather than drive this time. Normally, I take my little truck and I do Border Patrol duty down there. But I inherited a truck from a man that was 81 years old and died. And so I wanted to fly out there and drive the truck back, do my high school reunion on the 3rd of October, and do as much border duty as I could in the meantime. So I actually got on the border on Friday night, the 27th, and met a nice man, an original Minuteman by the name of Big Bob Schuff down there on the Tecate line, and I did duty that night with him. And the next day was Saturday, and Big Bob had invited KFI reporter down there to do a live show from the border. Well, before KFI got down there, they had interviewed Homeland Security officials. And the big story they were going to do was on how much more secure the border was and how much more fence was being built and how hardly any illegals were coming in anymore in the Tecate and Campo areas. Well, when they got down there and they went for a ride with Big Bob live, they were coming back from Tecate back towards Patriot Point, and they saw eight illegals had just come through and were in the United States. And, of course, they filmed all of the big breaks in the fence and stuff where they could walk through without even having to climb over the fence. And so the story became, instead of having the Minutemen segment be the filler on the story, this story became how Homeland Security was lying, and they filmed with their own eyes eight illegals entering as they drove down the road, and that played live on KFI for a day and a half in L.A. And so Bob was just really proud of that.
Don't blame him, because you and I both know you can go down the border any given time, especially in that Naco area, Douglas area, and you can see the illegals just being transported up and down the doggone line. I mean, I sat there for a couple of days. I was horrified. you can see a pickup truck carrying 15 people in it.
Oh, yeah.
Van will carry 30 plus.
Yeah.
They're in there like a bunch of taxi cabs running.
Taxi cabs even bring them out and drop them off.
Right. Well, we went across the border. We went right into Naco there. And my God, the big buses, the big Greyhound buses, just bring them up and they stay over in the motels, and then they get their marching orders and they go to the specific vans and pickup trucks, and then they get dispersed across 100 miles worth of border. And they've got it's clockwork. It's like the Greyhound bus system has got a clockwork, but this is the Greyhound bus system of crime, of people smuggling, infiltration. We watch them on the night scopes there. I mean, they're coming across the border by the thousands every night.
Yeah, the second night I was there, I met up the next day. Well, I missed getting interviewed by KFI because I was having to go over to another area on the Campo line and meet up with the guy that organized the Campo Minutemen. In fact, he's in charge of the Campo Minutemen right now. His nickname is Kingfish. His real name's Britt Craig, but I was to meet up with him, and he's got a whole area shut down over there almost by himself. He occasionally has a man or two come out, but he's basically high-pointing out there at around Tower 151 or 149, I think, and he's on a very high point in the area, and he can see over the fence into Mexico, and he sees these motorhomes even over in Mexico bringing them up and setting them out across the way there, and he's basically been able to shut down several miles of border just by controlling the high point there. And the Border Patrol just love it, because they said, as long as you're here, there's not a coyote over here spotting us and telling the coyote, the other coyotes that are running them in where to go. Yeah. And I sit on that position with Kingfish and one other guy on, Saturday night. And we caught six because I was in a position where I could see the old road in Mexico that lines up with the road in the United States. And I saw three vehicles coming in with their lights on. They made a turn towards the east along the fence. This is in Mexico. They went down about a half a mile or three quarters of a mile, and all their lights shut off. So I knew they were coyotes dropping off pollos. So as luck would have it, a Border Patrol drove up to me right about that time and said, "How's it going?" And I says, "Oh, pretty good." And he said, "You see anything happening?" I says, "Nothing except for three carloads of coyotes that just turned their lights off." And he says, "You did? Where at?" And I says, "About a half mile to the east there." And so as luck would have it, this is about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening, the Border Patrol, the chopper, was coming down for his evening run along the fence line.
Yeah.
And so they called him, and he turned around and came back, and they caught six. So we caught six right there. And then the next morning, I got invited by one of the local Minutemen who lives in the area for breakfast up at the Campo Diner. And I know you know where that's at because you've
sure
been,
do.
Been there
I've been
yourself.
There. Yeah.
Been there, done it, right?
Been there, done
and
that.
So I couldn't pass up the offer of the free ham and egg breakfast, so I went up there. And he says, "You've been wanting to go see the fence we're building out on Bob's property, you know. This is out towards Terra del Sol." And I says, "Yeah, I have been wanting to. I've been hearing about it." And so he took me out there. He says, "Well, just leave your truck here." And he says, "You can ride with me, you know." And I didn't know it, but he was really kidnapping me at the time for being the fourth member in a four-man fence-building detail.
So
we got out there, you know, and started loading up fence and everything. And I met the owner of the property, and he's real pretty much of a recluse as far as newcomers being out there. He doesn't want a lot of publicity because he's got a big ranch out there, and he is the actual guy, him and his daughter, that were in the process of being kidnapped one time by the Mexican army. He's such a thorn in the Mexican coyotes' in the drug cartel side because of his ranch there that they actually were going to kidnap him and I presume kill him or something. And his son coming home right behind his daughter actually saw the Mexicans taken off with him and called the Border Patrol, and they barely caught him before they got back over the fence. And this was photographs were taken of the Mexican military and everything when they were caught by the Border Patrol.
Man.
And so this guy, I hit it off good with him because I told him I was in town for a reunion, you know, and he says, "Oh, yeah?" And he says, "You went to San Diego?" And I says, "Well, I went to Lincoln in San Diego." And he says, "Well, I went to San Diego High, class of 58, and I was class of 59 Lincoln." So I says, "Well, one of my buddies that went through the apprenticeship trade with me, a good friend of mine, Don Chirillo, he was in class of 58 San Diego High." And he says, "You know Don?" I says, "Yeah, he was one of my best buddies for years, you know." I says, "In fact, he married one of my old girlfriends." And he says, "Well, do you know where Don's at?" And I say, "Sure, he lives down in El Cajon, you know." And I give him his address and phone number and everything, and he was all happy. So he was very accommodating to me, and I got a full tour of the place. I got to see where all the hidden cameras were for filming the illegals when they came in, and I got a tour of the 1,000-yard 50-caliber rifle range that the Marine sniper teams come up there and practice on. And while we were building the fence, darned if we didn't see a coyote on the other side of the fence about a half a mile up the road drop off four, and two of them came over the fence, and we called in on them, and I found out later that they got picked up. And
we just
had a great day building the fence, 8 feet high of chain link. Now it's all donated in surplus and what have you. And then the Corps of Engineers for getting to store their landing mat there that they're building fence with, they gave him a whole bunch of military razor wire. So we've got 8 feet of chain link and then 2 feet of razor wire on top of that for a 10-foot tall real fence. And it really does deter them because they don't come over it.
Yeah, they don't like that at all.
As you could see from the photo I sent you, the actual fence in the background about 30 or 40 feet away, and it's nothing. It takes a little illegal Mexican about 4 or 5 seconds to climb that fence and drop to the American side. It's literally no hindrance at all.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
They don't try coming over that razor wire.
Yeah, I any kind of concertino wire, we know that one from our experience in the Army. Jim, I've got a call from Florida here. John's got a question for you, and let's let him give a question or a comment. John, welcome from Florida, and you have a question or comment for Jim Hunt?
Yes. I'm 43 years old. I've lived in Palm Beach County all my life since my father bought a home in 1966. I've grown up with the Cubans, and I, up until a few years ago, thought they were the most arrogant, but I have a lot of Cuban friends. The Colombians and the Cubans, they kind of like don't like each other, but right. We have a lot of Mexicans here that are stealing jobs. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And we have Jamaicans, we have Haitians, we have everybody down here in South Florida.
Oh, I know. I've been there.
So we have a different situation than the rest of the country actually has, because I've been all over the country, and I have definitely seen a Mexican problem where there's more Mexicans in this country than they definitely want to report on. But I understand that. Most of the Cubans I have ever spoken to my whole life love America. They hate Fidel. They love America. We also have gangs down here of Mexicans. So we have a problem with the Mexicans. But I also think that the Mexicans are not going to run over the Cubans or the Haitians or the Jamaicans or down here, at least in my area.
Right. Well, there's no question. The Cubans have really have a bigger enclave, and they certainly have a stake, if you will, in southern Florida. But the problem, of course, is there's a greater, and they love America, but my gosh, look at all the bennies they get. I mean, it's literally a welfare state, and it's creating north Havana right there, but also there's such an enclave of illegality going on that most American citizens have moved further up the coast and out of the South Florida area.
Well, actually, I agree with you there. Every American's moved out of Miami. I mean, but they forgot to bring a flag.
I used to move them out myself.
But there's a lot of Colombians. My wife is Colombian. There's a lot of Colombians in West Palm Beach, a lot of Colombians. And so there's tension there. And the Mexicans are the only ones that are actually promoting, the young ones that are like 20 years old. They're the ones promoting the gangs and all this. And now they have the sheriff with the task force and... but the people are not going to stand for these little punk Mexicans to, like, bully their way in neighborhoods. We're not going to stand for that down here. But the rest of the country, I understand, because I've driven across the country. My mom lives in California, and I understand the problem out there.
Yeah, John, the thing I've seemed to notice is that the Cubans, they want to assimilate. They want to speak English, and the Mexicans don't. The Mexicans are proud that they're Mexicans. They don't want to speak anything but Spanish. They're proud of that Mexican flag, and they don't want to change their ways for anybody.
I agree with you. And the Colombians also want to assimilate to an extent. Maybe not as much as the Cubans do, but we have a lot of Colombians in West Palm Beach. And this goes back to the 70s. And that all had to do with the cartel and all that, where the big money came in South Florida.
Well, there's no question, and I can add to that. I mean, I trucked through South Florida through the late 70s and all through the 80s when I was on the Florida fleet for United Van Lines. And unfortunately, so many Americans got pushed out of their neighborhoods, and I was loading full loads at 20,000 pounds out of southern Florida there and taking it up to central and northern Florida just to get away from the consequences of all these people that had been, you know, they were just simply displacing Americans, but also the schools were getting overrun. At any time, this happens to all first world countries. When you allow millions of third world people to come into your country and then start taking over, they enclave, and then they create their own little culture within our culture, and then their own little country within our culture and our country, and then you lose what happened to make this country the greatest nation on the planet, and that was the assimilation melting pot concept. And that's being destroyed full scale right now across the country, and South Florida is a very big example of that. There's a tremendous amount of racism and hostility between the differing ethnic groups down there, and I get a lot of letters from just Floridians who have just fled the area. So, again, whether it's Mexicans or whether it's Hondurans or whether it's MS-13 gang members, one of the things about Third World is that, again, as I've said before, the corruption aspect becomes endemic to those people, and when they get over here, they simply recreate it here. The kinds of gangs, the kinds of corruption, the kinds of underhanded stuff going on, that's the crisis we face. And I know that Florida right now, southern Florida, is in the grips of that. and it's very unfortunate. John, thanks for your comments right there from Florida.
Okay.
We're going to get back here. Henry, just a quick comment from Connecticut. I got Henry from Connecticut. You have a comment or a question to make of Jim Hosser? Is Henry there?
Go ahead, Henry. Yeah, you've got me, Henry. Go ahead.
I think we may have lost Henry, so...
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I kept saying hello. He didn't hear me. Okay, you
got
me now?
Yeah, Henry, thanks.
Okay.
We got you on board.
All right, no, I'll try to make it quick. Okay, I saw an article in the Sunday Connecticut Post talking about in Bridgeport that they're having a problem with Mexican gangs or lots of them, young, old, maybe from the teens to the 30s, I don't know. I didn't finish the whole article. I still got it here. I got to finish the rest of it because I was doing other work. But you see, the thing with this is, like, I'm hearing the other guy talking about the person that called talking about the thing with the Mexicans and
right,
also what's going on in Florida.
Right.
And I think we really do need to put a clamp on all this excessive non-European immigration. I don't. We've had it for the past 30, 40 years now, long 40 years more. Long, that's before I was born. And all it is, and they just want them in here for all this work and labor. We're not supposed to bring in people that the American people want, they think will simulate or make this country an industrial nation like Japan technologically and scientifically and improve the standard of living for the country and the people. It's just to bring the country down and downsize the jobs and change the culture and make the American people struggle more. It's stupid.
You got that right. We're now up against the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these commercial comments from our sponsors. Thanks for joining us. And thank you, Henry from Connecticut. I know that's what's happening.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again at Connecting the Dots. And I had a lady named Linda just wrote me, and she wanted to see those pictures. I'm sending them off as we speak. Guaranteed, they will curl your eyesight when you see what's down on that border. Jim, would you have an estimation of how many tons of trash has been left down on the border over the last 5 or 6 years that you have seen? Give me an estimate what you think, and then I'll give you what my estimate is.
Well, I'll tell you, if you had a fleet of these twin-axle dump trucks and skip loaders to load it up, you'd probably have about 20 of these trucks working for 5 to 10 years to get it all loaded up and hauled away.
Thank you very much. That really puts it in perspective. Ladies and gentlemen, what Jim is talking about, I've seen personally all the way from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to San Diego. We're talking in the hundreds of tons. When he says get a bunch of fleet down there, big trash trucks and skip loaders and you name it, it would take 10 years. And the thing is, it just keeps, they keep piling in. You go up there, layup sites are in the hundreds. This thing is such an articulate network of crime. It's mind-boggling for most Americans. Just have not a single concept of what it's doing to the desert down there and just devastation ecologically.
They've just totally trashed the desert, Frosty. It's really a crime against nature what the illegals have done coming in there, their foot traffic. Because when they're done drinking out of a bottle, it just drops. If it's a hot day, they just take their sweater off and it drops. They just drop it. They never heard of ever litter bit hurts in Mexico. It's just drop your trash on the ground and keep on trucking.
Now, I want everybody to know what your website, or at least your email is. It's RockyMountainMinutemen@MSN.com. If you have questions and or you want more information.
Well, actually, the website here, Frosty, is for the Rocky Mountain Minutemen is http://, mm-hmm. and then RockyMountainMinutemen, all one word, .org. That's the actual website.
Oh, perfect. Well, good. Ladies and gentlemen. You got it right there, www.RockyMountainMinutemen.org. And if you have any questions, you can go to roadrun@bresnan.net, B-R-E-S-N-A-N, or just get a hold of me and I'll give any letters to Jim. He's one of the leaders out there on the Western Slope. We're taking care of the Eastern Slope. He's got that Western Slope. He's working hard out there. He goes down to the border. I know Greg Williams, a friend of mine right here who's a part, along with Pam Williams, are going down to the border here coming up this month. Join them. And I can get you in touch with them also. The key is we're all working together, and we are literally shutting down this illegal alien network out there, and I'm glad you got that. Now, you're also writing a book, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, because once you get that thing written and published, I'd like to really promote it.
Yeah, I've basically got it written now. I'm going through and fine-tuning it for grammar and adding a few things, taking a few things out, adding some pictures. I'm expecting to have it submitted to publishers here, not too long after the first of the month.
Oh, fantastic. And what's the name of the book going to be?
It's not very in concrete yet, but I'm thinking something along the lines of American Minuteman Journal. And it'll be true stories from the border. It'll be a series of short stories from the border. I mean, we could talk one of your programs probably all night and not hear all of the stories I could tell you about being on the border.
Oh, well,
this book is going to be full of it.
I'll be first to purchase that book. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a true Minuteman, a true patriot. Jim Haas out of Grand Junction, Colorado. Thanks for being on the show tonight. And thanks for those of you who called and the ones that didn't I get a hold of. Again, you're listening to American citizens defending our country, defending our way of life, defending our culture. And more of us are standing up. Make sure you call in on that DREAM Act and stop that thing, because Durbin and certainly the rest of those characters and scallywags up there in the Senate are going to really crush us if that DREAM Act gets passed. Thanks for joining us once again. Thank you. Have a great week. Good night. God bless. And Godspeed. With recent